This bronze statue in a playground depicts Alfred Emanuel Smith, who was born in 1873 and died in 1944. Over the course of his lifetime, this Lower East Side boy rose to the highest political office in New York State, and more than that, helped define for a generation what it means to be a New Yorker and an American. His life is an American success story. Known throughout his life as the King of Oliver Street, where he lived from 1904 to 1924, and the Happy Warrior, in answer to Wordsworth's poetic question, who is the happy warrior? Who is he that every man in arms should wish to be? Smith was the son of working-class Irish immigrants. He dropped out of St. James Parochial School, located a few blocks from where you are standing, to help support his family, and received his education in the crowded streets and political clubs of the Lower East Side. Lack of formal education did not hinder Smith from becoming a renowned New York legislator and executive. Schooled in the ways of the political machine by Tammany Hall, his wit and charm disarmed even the most formidable political adversaries and earned him widespread public support. Smith investigated labor conditions and passed laws to raise safety standards and limit work hours. In 1918, he was elected the first Irish Catholic governor of New York, a position he held for 8 years in the 1920s. A loyal supporter of improvements to the Lower East Side, which he called the Old Neighborhood, Smith sponsored legislation for rent control, tenant protection, and low-cost housing. Smith made history in 1928 as the first Irish Catholic to be nominated for president. He ran as the Democratic nominee but lost the election to Herbert Hoover in a campaign that was tainted with anti-Catholic rhetoric and innuendo. Soon after his defeat, Smith and his family returned to New York City, with Smith continuing his career in public service as a central figure in municipal development. He supported the development of new housing and parkland. The housing was to provide homes for the overpopulated Lower East Side and to provide residents with open space and greenery on their doorstep. The Governor Alfred E. Smith houses in front of you were erected in the early 1950s and were named in memory of Smith, who had died in 1944. The naming is only appropriate. After all, Al Smith lived a stone's throw away from these houses on Oliver Street. This is his turf. The house where he lived still exists, and we'll walk by it a little later on the tour. As part of the local housing and park improvements, Friends of Smith commissioned this monumental statue, and it was unveiled on June 1, 1950. Al Smith is standing in front of a podium on which is placed a gavel and Smith's signature brown derby. On the rear of the granite lectern is mounted a relief sculpture representing Sidewalks of New York, a popular song often played at Al Smith campaign rallies. Go around to the back side of the statue now. From here you can view our next stop, the public housing complex, recreation center, and school.